We turn our attention to motorbikes, and it's been a good weekend for one Donegal man in particular at Alton Park in the latest round of the British Superbike Championship. That's Richard Kerr. And Richard joins us now live on the line. Richard, a very good evening, and I suppose many congratulations to two podium finishes this weekend.
Yeah, we're at round 10 of the British Championship, and definitely up and down weekend. You know, a bit of a slow start to the weekend, but it ended pretty good for us.
Yeah, how was it an up and down weekend as such? Because you took third yesterday and third today, and I would say going into the weekend, Richard, if somebody was to say to you that you would have two podiums in consecutive days, you would have took that.
Oh, for sure, yeah. You know, through practice and qualifying, I was, you know, I was running at the front in practice with top five, and then come qualifying, the best I could do was eighth, which was a little bit off the pace, you know, with 3 seconds, but to come away of third in the first race was great. You know, it was a bit more than we expected, and to do it a second time was just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's now five podium places that you've had this season, and if we go back to the start of the campaign and what your hopes were, I suppose it's a case of anybody said to you would have five podium places with two rounds to go, and there would also be, 11 top five finishes in there as well. You would have taken that too, Richard?
For sure, yeah. You know, it's like I said, up and down season, but it's coming together now, and we're lying fourth for the championship and trying to clinch third in the championship before the season's over.
You got that gap down to 10 points yesterday when you finished ahead of Sam Stacey. It was 17 points going into the weekend, Richard. But Stacey got one up on you today on today's race.
Yeah, there was a group of us, three of us, battling for second position, and you know, I was fourth in the last lap, and it came right down to the last corner to get clinched third place. And Storm Stacey, he third in championship, he just got second, just ahead of me over the line.
What was today's race a lot tighter, maybe a bit more frantic than the one yesterday?
Yeah, because I got a little bit lucky yesterday with a guy that. Third, I was lying in fourth place, and the third place man, Eugene McManus, crashed out with four laps to go. So I was left alone on the race with 12 seconds over the rider in fourth place. So all I had to do was bring it home. But yeah, this race, I was in a dice the whole race, and it went right down to the last corner, and I didn't know if I had the third until I went over the line. So it was really close.
Yeah. So what is the points difference now with two runs to go?
I stretched my lead over the fifth place person in championship, so I've got a wee bit more breathing space. But Storm in third in the championship, he's stretched the four extra points in the last race. So main thing now is to finish all the four last races of the season, and of course try and beat him and close down the gap even more.
Yeah, you're obviously fourth, and that would be a tremendous finish. But now that you've closed that gap and you're so close to third, has to be the target now. And is it going to be all out come the next round and Hassan and then Brands Hatch after that? Is it?
It is, yeah. Because I know I'm as good as him or better, but it's just, you know, out of the last eight races, I think I've beat him in all seven of them. So it's just a matter of keep doing what I'm doing to close down the gap. And you know, third's the best we could do probably at the minute in the championship with three DNFs early in the year, letting the leaders get away. So we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and hope we can do it better.
Obviously, Alton Park was a circuit that suited you. Is the one in Holland coming up next at the end of the month in Hassan and Brands Hatch, are they two circuits that suit your style of riding and suit the bike as well, Richard?
For sure, yeah. I really like and enjoy riding those tracks. And to be honest, Alton Park, I struggled a little bit there. But you know, I'm really looking forward to go to Netherlands and also to mix it up with a few of the other riders there that are also quite fast.
Yeah. Well, so Richard, many thanks for taking the call. And I know you are leaving Alton Park there at the moment and heading back home. But two podiums is a great result over two consecutive days. So well done to you and your team, Richard.
Aye, thank you.
And the best of luck in the next round in Holland, and I'm sure in the next couple of weeks we'll be talking to you ahead of that one.
Alright, appreciate it.